all these former Muslim Catholics, it's a Bibia better name, eh? Immaculate. Where are you? Emeka? Immaculate or Okonkwo? You are the one? Today, no be question and answer. Now, why you send question for me? You say, my question is, according to the Bible, John the Baptist was not baptized, but he baptized others. I found out that Brother Abraham had an infant baptism in the Roman Catholic Church, and he was the first to be baptizing people in the name of Jesus. So I then asked, how did William Abraham correct his own baptism? I assume that since Brother Abraham had a similar ministry with John the Baptist, there was nothing wrong in it. Therefore, that means that a person who is not ordained or he has not corrected his baptism, can he baptize another person? Now, first and foremost, let me correct something. John the Baptist was not baptized. What type of baptism was he baptizing others? He was baptizing them not unto repentance, not for remission of sins. It was the process, a cleansing process in Israel. He was not guilty of what they were guilty of, so he didn't need any form of cleansing. Now that is why John the Baptist did not need baptism. Then, now, you say you found out that Brother Abraham had an infant baptism in the Roman Catholic Church. You may not be aware that by the time that the last denomination William Abraham belonged to was Baptist. He was a member of the Baptist Church. And do you know what Baptists believe? They protested the form of baptism in the Roman Catholic Church, sprinkling of water. They came up with a revelation that baptism has to be by immersion. So if he was a minister in Baptist Church, certainly he was baptized according to the Baptist. Praise God. And please, I want you to note that you say, I assume that since Brother Abraham, no, okay. Now, you cannot be inside prison and deliver another person who is inside prison yet. You must be free to be able to set another person free. If you are not baptized, how can you baptize another person?
Thank you, sir. The reason why I asked that question was, a man was narrating how he corrected his baptism.
Yes.
He worshipped a Baptist. He said he went, after receiving the revelation of the true water baptism.
Can you talk to the microphone? So
he went to his pastor and demanded him to rebaptize him correctly. Why the pastor himself has not corrected his own baptism? Then the pastor rebaptized him. So I was like, is such baptism correct?
No, I want to take note that as far as that pastor was concerned, he is already a minister of God, walking in the light that he knows. He had been baptized by immersion, but he has not yet seen that he is in error. And he has been baptized anyway, so he's still in line with his duty, and he will baptize them. It's just like a fornicator pastor may go and baptize you. He himself has been baptized in the name of Jesus, but he may be a fornicator and say, take you to the water and baptize you. His fornication will not affect you. It is your faith God will honor, not his own.
Thank you, sir.
Praise God. Okay, thank you very much.